This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of 2020, Mr. Derek Chauvin betrayed this badge when he used excessive and unreasonable force upon the body of Mr. George Floyd. You will learn that he was well aware that Mr. Floyd was unarmed, that Mr. Floyd had not threatened anyone, that Mr. Floyd was in handcuffs, he was completely in the control of the police, he was defenseless.
Prosecution lawyer Jerry Blackwell in a courtroom in Minneapolis, the Derek Chauvin murder trial underway, opening arguments, attorneys for the prosecution and the defense making those, and of course the visual images of Chauvin choking out George Floyd, how it looked on his neck, really echoed, I think, to all the viewers watching the trial on television, 9 minutes and 29 seconds, and the significance, I think, of that video clip was huge. I mean, huge. And Jerry Blackwell laid it out. There's no question you heard what he had to say right there. So that's part of what is happening this week that's big around the country. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show, as always, wherever you hail from. Hope you are well. The level of television coverage certainly reflects how big this is, the significance of the May 25th killing of Floyd last year, and it became a catalyst for lots of protests, not just in this country, in the U.S., but in other countries, and a big conversation about racial injustice and police brutality, and so many police officers just themselves aghast at what happened there, and many of them commenting on it, etc. We'll see where all this ends up, but it was very, very big day in this with the opening arguments. All major networks broke into their regular programming to cover the opening statements in the trial. Same thing with cable. That's what you saw all day long. And Blackwell had a one-hour opening argument. Defense attorney Eric Nelson gave 25 minutes on behalf of his client, the former Minneapolis police officer who stands accused of murder, and in three different forms of it, we'll put it that way, with charges. And we'll see, again, what the jury ultimately decides his fate will be. This is a trial that I think is going to take probably, I've talked to a couple of legal experts, probably a month, maybe longer, but probably a month, depending on the wrap-up, the closing arguments, and how long the jury has it. But this is just the first day, and certainly there's going to be lots of evidence, I would imagine, from the defense in trying to make their case, because the opening arguments were short to the point and saying pretty much it's centering their case on how did he die? What was the cause of death? There were protests in some areas, but they were very peaceful, and certainly in Minneapolis, same thing, small group, very, very peaceful. I don't think, I think that people are holding their breath and watching to see, you know, ultimately what what happens here, and there are stickier days, I'll put it that way, stickier days to come. One thing that stood out for me and worth mentioning here at the top because of the significance of this trial, I always say that this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and this is being talked about in our backyards. The thing that was surprising to me, I guess, was the 911 dispatcher who had a gut instinct, is what she said, that something was wrong. Prosecutors called their first three witnesses and started to lay out the case, and she was one of them and talked about the fact that there were cameras and she was watching what was going on, also seeing the images on camera, and said that it seemed like it was, she thought it was something was wrong with it, that it was frozen, that it didn't make sense what was happening, and that is very significant. Again, in looking at the video, just responding to the call and seeing that it looked frozen, it didn't look right. The former officer is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. If convicted of the most serious charge, he could face 10.5 years to 15 years in prison. That's, of course, under the sentencing guidelines for first-time offenders. So it all resumes again on Tuesday at 9:30 Central. There'll be more witnesses that will be called. The defense will cross-examine, etc. The typical of what you would see in the in a courtroom. Meanwhile, COVID was part of the conversation. Shocker, I know, right? Well, why would we be talking about COVID again? This is over a year that we've been in this game, and now talking about the vaccines. 95 million people have been vaccinated. That covers 35.6% of the eligible population, 16 and older, 28.6%, I love these numbers, of the total population. The White House, the president himself, announces that anybody who wants to get a vaccine should be able to get it in the next couple of weeks. It will open completely wide, which would mean that would beat his timeline of May in getting people vaccinated. Now, what about herd immunity? What about these variants? What about the alarms that are being sent up like flares of desperation as to these surges and people being lax about social distancing or masking or, you know, any of that? So as the president was excited to announce the availability of the vaccines and how the timeline had been moved up, he also talked about being impatient and needing to be vigilant against the coronavirus, because we're seeing the daily case counts continue to surge. Younger people, sadly, replacing some of the seniors in U.S. hospitals, I mean, 30s and 40s. So here we have the speedy immunization program, and showing that these vaccines are highly effective in what would be called real-world conditions. And now, because the president's saying, because of some of the mask mandates being rescinded, he thinks that it's leading to people being much more lax. I will say, I live in a very big city in this country, one of the top five cities in the nation. And in my community, I've noticed that people are wearing masks. I mean, people of all sorts, in Home Depot, in a restaurant, walking down the street, whatever. I've noticed that that's not the case. Again, in my little nook of the world, it may be different for you. Certainly the spring breakers, I think, in Miami especially, gave a lot of health officials pause, because they weren't masked and they were just jammed together, and then they'll get on planes or get in cars and go to other parts of the country. And will they be carrying the virus, and will it spread? Coming up, mic drop.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Anyway, you know, I'm fascinated by roller skating. I'm fascinated by the obsession with, roller derby. There's a roller derby movie, and roller derby is a roller skating contact sport played by two teams of, 15 members or so. And there are amateur leagues worldwide. Now, I think roller derby has come back in a bigger way, like watching old roller derby, and then it's coming back, and there are still those tracks and all of that. And it's because what has really peaked during the pandemic, in fact, it's tough to go and buy your own skates, is roller skating. It is back. I mean, people are posting TikToks out the wazoo of them roller skating all over the place. So I decided to do a little research on this. And the first thing, you know, you do the obvious thing. Whatever your search engine is, if you're super paranoid, you have the super, you can't find me incognito way to look up something. But in my sort of medium super secret way, I looked up roller skating. I have info on roller skating, but I looked up some other things about it. And so this is what, I'm not kidding you, this is what I got. Are your skates too big or are my skates too small? And they talked about a skate that's too large. This didn't make me want to really roller skate. A skate that's too large causes blisters, hammer toes. What are hammer toes? I thought that was something you had. Hammer toes, bunions, or calluses. because of constant irritation. I know you're thinking, why am I listening to this show? I could be listening to Flying Saucers, the guy who talks about flying saucers. Well, I'm talking about roller skating. And it gives you constant foot pain. So it's a big deal to get the right size roller skates. And if it's not right, you could also injure yourself. And then I saw this thing from some magazine about, does roller skating make your butt bigger? What? So, again, not making me think, this is something I really want to do. I can get all these things happening to my feet, and then I can have a bigger butt if I roller skate, I suppose. And it is good for cardio exercise, muscle training, all that kind of thing. And it can be intense physical activity, and it's because it makes sense. It's because of the muscles that you use in your lower body, right? The side to side motion, you know, all that sort of thing. And because of what you do when you skate, I guess it does depend. You actually could get a bigger bottom. I'm just saying, this is just what I have learned in a few hours' time of doing a little research. But it has grown so popular during the pandemic. In the summer, everywhere. I noticed that there was sort of an uptick in it that I had never seen before. And because of these videos that were being made, that was part of that. And when people were looking for something to do, that became, besides making bread and doing crossword puzzles, this became something that people of all ages, and not just women, not just guys, I mean men and women, but people of all ages, yeah. And sales have skyrocketed. I mean, skyrocketed. When they release, I saw a quote from, this is the retailer, Moxie Roller Skates, right? And Impala Roller Skates. They said they can't keep them in stock. In fact, the Impala Roller Skates, they said they had a pastel fade skate during the lockdown, and they sold out in the same day. And they got, people were just begging them for the skates. I mean, seriously, I want to put me on the back order, whatever I need. And they have back orders kazoo, right? And the same thing with this Moxie Roller Skates and the Moxie shop. They had to open a second factory. The second factory. We're in a pandemic to fulfill all of the back orders to get the protective gear in stock and the pads, which is part of that protective gear. And, you know, there's also what's become, I'm serious, it's called skate aerobics. So, because you can social distance, I guess unless you fall flat and then does somebody offer your hand, the hand and pull you up, I suppose. Skate aerobics, fitness classes that combine roller skating and dance. And roller skating in an hour can burn 600 calories a session. 600 calories? Are you kidding me? Time to go for it, people. I might have to call up Moxie and get some of those pastel skates and in between see if I can do a little roller skating, right? But I'm going to need the pads. I'm going to need pads. I know that, because the fear of falling and being not having anything would be just the worst. It would be the worst. And also, like I said, because these videos that are going viral and all these famous people too are doing the roller skating thing. So it's made it super, super big. You know where it's big? I mean, it's big in lots of different places, but it's big in Iowa. Yes. In Iowa, in Des Moines, they are roller skating. It's a renaissance of sorts, and they're taking it to a whole different level. You know, they've got, these one-of-a-kind attractions, they say. And that's the big picture, because they have a park that's huge for people who want to practice at a skate park. So that's where you'll find a lot of people who are career skaters, because you can make a career with this, like I said, about the roller derbies and everything else. So Des Moines is kind of that place to go in the Midwest, the concrete parks that are so big, that draws professional and amateur skaters regionally, and Des Moines is one of those places. And you look at it, there's just a ton of skaters. I was looking at this, there's even a website, Roller Skate Des Moines, and it shows you all the spots, you know, so you can see where people are skating, a trail skate, and where do you go for that, and the amphitheater is a great place to skate. And I mean, there's really some amazing areas, and this is a thing. So I'm wondering in this audience, how many of you, are any of you out there roller skating? I just remember there was like a roller skating rink when I was growing up, and it was that hard wooden floor, just the round and round, and, you know, the music would play, and then there'd be the free skate, and then people would be out, and I was what they call a hugger, hugging the wall, and then I would make the dash across the floor just to, you know, to get to the other side. I was a better ice skater than I was a roller skater. I don't know why. I mean, you know, you're on blades or you're on rollers, but for some reason I was a little more comfortable. Not great. I'm not saying I was great, but a little more comfortable on ice skates. Yeah. All right. I thought that was a pretty good mic drop anyway. Send me a picture of you on your roller skates, and I'll send you a collection of my books. I'm serious. Send it to me. I want to see. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Hey, I mean, people are trying to get into shape, especially after last week. I found out that the average weight gain during the pandemic was 29 pounds, which, wow, that's just crazy. I'm going to leave you with this one for this segment. Do you know what an NFT is? If you don't know what an NFT is, that's something to put on your list to look at, too. It's a digital thing. People put out an NFT digital artwork up for auction earlier this month, and it became instantly famous. It sold for $70 million. It's a record sale. And it sparked a huge interest in digital certificates of authenticity based on cryptocurrency technology that is called non-fungible tokens. That's NFT, non-fungible tokens. And they're having a massive boom. I mean, it's so, so big. And it's, you know, it's a crypto art boom is what it is. And it's affecting artists who didn't have a way to guarantee exclusive ownership of digital works. So now, guess what? They do. It's a beautiful thing. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says that the government is estimating around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. Senator Ron Johnson says the Trump administration had policies in place that had stopped the flow of illegal crossings. But the Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration ignored warnings about reversing those policies.
And we pretty well stopped the flow of unaccompanied children and migrant families that were exploiting our very generous asylum laws. But then President Biden, even though his transition team asked the Trump administration, what can we do to prevent a border crisis? They told them, keep those policies in place. So basically, the first thing that President Biden did is he just dismantled all those programs.
This is USA Radio News. A new poll shows Americans are gaining more confidence about returning to public places, even as COVID cases in some areas are on the rise. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Americans are increasingly becoming more comfortable in public spaces and traveling, according to a recent poll by Civic Science. The survey found that 35% of adult Americans are not at all concerned with being in public spaces, while 43% are somewhat concerned and 22% are still very concerned. Additionally, 55% of Americans felt comfortable going out to eat, and now 39% say they felt comfortable enough to go on a vacation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And flooding in Tennessee has claimed a seventh victim as the area braces for more rain. A man in Cheatham County apparently drowned when his truck was caught up in floodwaters. According to the National Weather Service, another 1 to 2 inches of rain could fall on the Nashville area on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, we are in the man cave, a.k.a. Whoa Man Cave. By the way, you can always pick up my book, Invade the Man Cave. It's on Amazon. It's being updated, actually, right now. So wait. Wait until after the tournament, and then there will be even more to add to the book because I talk about the madness of March. So far, my pick to win the whole thing, Gonzaga, is intact. They beat Creighton the other day, 83-65. They're in the Elite Eight. How about Michigan? Wow, Michigan knocking off Florida State pretty easy, 76-58. That's coming out of the East. Of course, Gonzaga in the West. UCLA, boy, my Alabama. I thought Bama was going to be there, but they were better than 10 on them. 88-78 was the final score in that. They've got a guard who's phenomenal, JJ. JJJ, as I like to call him, and he nailed 17 points, and he had a couple of really big step back three in overtime, and that made a big difference in that win for UCLA. And USC, I didn't really necessarily predict this either. USC knocking off Oregon 82-68. Of course, Isaiah White is tremendous. 22 points, 5 boards, and 1 assist in that win. And the guard was instrumental in their year. And
was key in what's happening so far in the madness of March. And, of course, things can change and move and evolve in a couple of different directions, but that's some of the scores and some of what's happened that I thought was interesting coming off of a Sunday anyway. The NFL is interesting because we're getting ready for the draft, and there's so many conversations about what's going to happen here and what's going to happen there, especially with teams like the 49ers. And we would be talking about this, you know, if you play fantasy football, just if you're a football fan in general. The 49ers general manager, John Lynch, and, of course, the coaches, Kyle Shanahan, came out finally out of their, that sounds funny, came out of their bunker, because really the media in the Bay Area has been all over them, and they said, what are their, you know, what are their plans? Because they keep getting asked about Jimmy Garoppolo. What are their plans for the third pick in next month's NFL draft? And, I mean, this is the first time they've talked to the media since the very, very beginning of January, and Lynch and Shanahan talked about 40 minutes or so talking about why the move they made on Friday to acquire the third pick from the Dolphins in exchange for the 12th pick this year, first and third round choices in 2022, and first round selection in 2023. And, you know, they said they had planned to draft a quarterback at 3 and that they did intend to hang on to Garoppolo, barring, this was the key thing, barring a significant trade offer for him. And it was interesting to hear how they kind of stepped around that. You know, San Francisco had a terrible season last year, 6-10, and their whole focus was, what can they do at quarterback? What options can they explore? And obviously it's been a couple of tough years because what he's missed, and how do you compete when you've got a missing hole, which is the glue to me, the quarterback. That some of the options they initially considered, Matt Stafford, who was with Detroit and then was traded to the Los Angeles Rams. And of course they looked at Deshaun Watson, who's in the middle of 19 sexual harassment allegations right now. So this will be fun to watch and see what they do. You look at the quarterbacks, the top possible five quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence from Clemson, he would be sought after, obviously. North Dakota State's Trey Lance keeps getting mentioned. Ohio State's Justin Fields comes up. This draft will be interesting to see what the 49ers do. I mean, and that goes for so many of the other teams. To me, it's the maneuvering around the draft that becomes fascinating. Would you do this for that? That kind of thing, for sure. Major League Baseball and vaccinations. Major League Baseball issued a memo to teams on Monday outlining what they're calling relaxed protocols for vaccinated players, coaches, and the staff members. They're saying they're creating a path for them to be able to eat at restaurants, bring family members with them on the road, gather indoors, and restore what they considered in this memo normal lives after nearly a full year of stringent health and safety policies. Now, the memo strongly encouraged players and staff members to get one of the vaccinations, didn't demand it, but encouraged it. And that would apply, the new protocols would apply to fully vaccinated Tier 1 individuals or teams, where 85% of those Tier 1 people were vaccinated. So the people who meet that requirement can gather without masks in hotel rooms, carpool together, play cards on airplanes, eat at restaurants, meet outdoors, on the road with anyone of their choosing, stay at personal residence when traveling. Because, see, these are the kind of things that normally could happen in baseball. And that they didn't have to wear their mask when exercising. They don't have to inform a compliance officer when leaving the team hotel. So I would think there would be some incentives to getting that vaccine when you think of the freedom that Major League Baseball players normally, previous to the pandemic, would enjoy. And, you know, managers have said this in spring training, that they're going to encourage players to get vaccinated, but respect the wishes of those who choose not to do it. And it kind of prompted questions about whether there's going to be enough players in the latter group to prevent teams from reaching that 85% threshold. And, of course, there's no statistics right now available on that. But, boy, I would sure think with what you would be able to do on the road in baseball, like other sports, with the amount of time you spend in some of these places, I would think that they would want to do that. I mean, what do the rest of you think of the man cave? You can always slip me your thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Because if you don't, then you wouldn't be eligible to do some of the, what the others are eligible to do. And, you know, you have family, you have friends, that kind of thing, and you want to do what you want to do when you can on the road. That's how it used to be. There's a lot of freedom in Major League Baseball, and of course, they're pretty much saying, we're not telling you what to do, but this is how we look at it. This is the things you can do, and you wouldn't be eligible to do them if you didn't. So it's pretty. They're pretty much saying, it's this, or you're going to be just stuck in a different address. If you don't do that, forget going out to the restaurants, forget doing all that other kind of stuff. All right, I mentioned this briefly, and I'm going to bounce back to Deshaun Watson, who was phenomenal when he hooked up with the Texans and was such a bright light. I can remember I was speaking somewhere on draft night when he was drafted, and somebody asked me before what I thought, and I said, I had a pretty good source on it, and it seemed obvious they're going to get Deshaun Watson. Well, now, fast forward years later, he's facing 19 sexual misconduct lawsuits, and his attorney is saying this is false. But they keep piling up. The lawsuits were filed by a Houston attorney who's entered them into court on behalf of a bunch of different women, multiple women, claiming he committed at least one act of sexual misconduct or assault against them. And it's kind of similar in nature what they're saying. They're saying that this happened when he hired a female to give him a private massage. One of the lawsuits refers to him as a serial predator and includes allegations that he assaulted a massage therapist in California. Now, his lawyer is Rusty Hardin, and he responded to the allegations, in the statement, and wrote that any allegation that Deshaun forced a woman to commit a sexual act is completely false. So where does this go, and what does the NFL do about it? Because, you know, look at their reaction. Normally, the NFL is investigating it. That's what's happened. They've been made aware of it, and they're looking into it. The Texans have said they'll be staying in close contact with the league over the course of the investigation. So now with the league investigating, there's a chance that Watson could be hit with a punishment in the NFL that finds if there's any merit to the allegations, that's what would happen. So now it'll be much more difficult for the Texans to trade their star quarterback with other teams who might want to see, you know, how this investigation plays out before making a deal for him. In fact, I think you could say for sure that's exactly what will happen, because what team is going to right now make a move on that until they, you know, on that possibility, until they know exactly what happens there? And the answer is they're not going to get traction. So that once that investigation is over, of course, different story, but it's, you know, it's not there yet at this point. And it's interesting to see how the NFL is handling it, because at first first it's, okay, they're waiting. And then when you have another and another and another come forward, then that just completely changes the face of what they decide, you know, they're going to do. Because how can they sit back? And they know they can't sit back on that. And, are they out of left field? What is, what Rusty Hardin saying? And what does that mean? The new suits against him, I guess he offered. There were three new civil cases were filed against him, and, you know, they've acknowledged that, you know, he's offering settlements. Wow. Stay tuned for, I think, more on the saga of Deshaun Watson, that's for sure. All right, once again, 24/7, you can shoot me your thoughts on anything man cave related or otherwise, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Stay with us, an interesting doc coming up next.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Our next guest has such a great sense of humor, and he's very talented when it comes to what he's been doing with children's books. And we're going to talk about Little Bella and the Bullies. T. Steele Petrie joins us, and picture this, you're a family physician for 40 years, you know children, and I'm thinking to myself after I talked to him, maybe a week or so ago, that every time when I was a kid and I went into a doctor's office, they had like these readers or these magazines like Ranger Rick that were 5 years old. So can you imagine if you had these in doctor's offices now, because they're so up to date and so good, so many of his children's books. But this is the one we're talking about, Little Bella and the Bullies. T. Steele, thanks for coming on.
No problem. I appreciate the conversation.
So how did you come up with, we'll talk about the other books in a second, because I think it's fascinating, the trail that you're going down, but how did you come up with this specific book and title and the way that it flows?
Well, Little Bella and the Bullies, actually, I was, as a kid, I was bullied because we moved about every 4 years. So you're always the outsider every time you move into a new community. And so I'm well aware of the bullying effect on people. And that is just a kind of a national disgrace at this point. And so I thought, well, let's write a book about a little dog that gets bullied and ultimately proves herself, and that's how it came about, basically, so that she was accepted by the group ultimately, and that's what we all want to be, is accepted for who we are and just understanding.
So in your books like this one, because you have other ones, like, you know, Little Billy and the Birds, and you have Little Freddy in the Forest, is also the idea that it's, I mean, it's cleverly done as far as the illustrations and all of that sort of thing in the story, but the story has meaning, right?
Definitely. My purpose in writing is and illustrating both is to both entertain and provide knowledge and hopefully some guidance as well. So it started off with Little Sally on Safari, and that was just the story about a little girl who gets lost, and it has some information regarding how to handle if a little child gets lost, for instance, you know, finding a mature person that can assist and that type of thing. So it started off with that, and then ultimately kind of grew into Little Billy and the Birds and Little Freddy in the Forest, and it discusses the forest animals and which ones you should approach, which ones you should not, and basically information about the animals. And then ultimately, after we went through Little Billy and the Birds and Little Dougie and the Dogs and the rest of it, we started getting into more cultural items, such as Little Bella and the Bullies. And I wrote one, Little Ben Asks About the Birds and the Bees. And we're writing one right now, Little Finley Finally Finds a Forever Family. It's about adoption. And
wow.
So those type of things. We're kind of taking on a little more in-depth discussions regarding issues of the day.
And I can only imagine these books are received well among your circle, but do your friends, when you said, you know, here you're a retired doctor, hey, I'm writing a bunch of children's books, and did they look at you kind of funny at first, like, really, that sounds interesting, Doc?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the way it is. It started off when I just started painting, and you were exactly on as far as the magazines and such that are usually in doctor's offices are kind of a joke as to an extent over the length of time that they've been sitting there. And in fact, a friend of mine who's a patient gave me a bunch of National Geographics from the 1950s and 1960s, which I put in the exam rooms purposefully because of that. They were very interesting. The advertisements were just hilarious. I mean, and it was interesting, and it was kind of a joke that we did. Like, I had a skeleton in my office, and I put a cigarette in its mouth, and they said, What is that skeleton doing with a cigarette in its mouth? I said, well, he couldn't stop.
You have such a good sense of humor, a wicked sense of humor. So in the end, like we said, that there's lessons, obviously, for kids. What ages of children do you think really can absorb your books?
Well, they're directed to be, it depends. The earlier ones are mainly for 2 to 7 primarily. The later ones are probably more for 5 to 8. You know, maybe Little Ben Asks About the Birds and the Bees, maybe up to 9 or so. You know, when they start questioning the world and questioning their parents, and their parents are wondering, now, how do I explain these issues, you know? How do I explain bullying? How do you deal with this? How do I explain sex education to a 8-year-old, you know? those type of things, and adoption, and we have another one out. Little Dudley is definitely different, which is just now being illustrated, and that's about diversity. And so we're attempting to get across the point that I try to live by, and that's the golden rule, treat others as you'd like to be treated yourself. And that is the basis of my books, basically.
So when you're writing, you know, the writing in the beginning would be different from tackling, like you said, where we are in our culture now, like issues of diversity and bullying and being different and adoption. Is it more difficult, or does it take you more time to kind of figure out the right way, I would imagine, to put that out there for children?
Indeed, it does. I initially started with illustrations and then wrote the text that went with the illustrations. In the more recent books, I'm doing the text and then doing the illustrations that correspond to the text. So there's a change in that format as well. But I think, again, the idea is to provide knowledge, to teach, as well as to entertain with the books.
Yeah. For you, when you, you know, it's a big deal when you put books together, when you produce them, when you write them, and then you actually see them out there in the world. This has got to be a lot of fun for you, right?
Oh, it's definitely a lot of fun. My mother was a poet, and she had a gift with poetry, and I think some of that got passed on just because of the fact that she read her poetry to us. And so my brother and I and my sister all developed some skills from that, I do believe.
Yeah.
And I think it's important. One of my main goals is the bonding time that parents have with their children when they are reading bedtime stories or anything. That is something that cannot be duplicated in any other format. It's just so important that kids actually have that bonding experience with their parents.
Yeah, over stories, absolutely. And I want to mention this, and we're talking to T. Steele Petrie, and you can get his books, of course, on Amazon, that you are nationally recognized. You were a finalist for 2020 Da Vinci Eye Award for the cover of Little Sally on Safari, because you talked about the artwork. That's a big deal. That had to feel pretty good.
No, that was exciting and surprising, both, actually. When I got notification, it was kind of like, well, it was kind of like, oh, well, this is interesting. But then I found out that only 5 out of over 2,000 get selected for that. And that was indeed a big deal to me. It was nice to be acknowledged that I'm not only doing this for my own benefit, but I'm actually somewhat good at it anyway, I guess.
I like that. Oh, so humble. From the guy who had the skeleton with the cigarette in the mouth when his patients came in. I love it. Little Bella and the Bullies and the rest of T. Steele Petrie's work, you can get it on Amazon. Thanks for coming on.
Bet. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Yeah, what's up?
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.